SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
Around the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, the burger, the bad habit with a bad attitude. Hanging out the bad attitude, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palatial, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves the green crack on the back deck in New York City. Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, stupid. I'm up in the camera, fight to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess is touched out of my brain, splattered all over Manhattan. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy Carver. Hi this afternoon, Mafia running it with Hayden Bryant, LTN of Kansas City, Mo. A thirsty Thursday birthday roll call, DJ 39. Ian Kinsler, 41. Brad Hopp, 44. Dan Weldon and Champ Bailey, 45. Corey Alexander going to the back nine, 50. Kurt Warner, Brant Brown, 52. David Frisch, 53. Derek Russell, 54. Eric Green, 56. Greg Anderson, 59. Randy Couture, 60. Clyde Drexler, 61. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So you got Atlanta and Philly, bottom seven, scoreless in Philadelphia. Arizona, 5-1 on Washington. They're in the eighth in D.C. at Nationals Park. The manager already got tossed. Martinez, he had a meltdown. Cleveland, 2-1 on Oakland, bottom seven. And Minnesota, 6-0 on Boston, top eight. Carver, hi, did you see the meltdown from Martinez today? I love it when managers lose it. He's been fed up lately, and he went like Calypso Bay today.
Yeah, I did see him go crazy in that game. I don't think he's going to be able to top what he did last week, which was basically printing out what the umpires missed. But your boy Davey, Scotty, has been on an absolute heater lately.
Starting soon in San Francisco at Oracle at 3:45-ish. We'll keep our eyes on it. Snell and Wood there should be good. NBA draft is tonight and no sleep till. And the Celtics get Porzingis and two firsts from Memphis. Memphis gets the defensive player of the year, your boy Marcus Smart. People in Boston are livid that Stevens dealt him. Wizards get Tyus Jones. They get Danilo Gallinari. They get Muscala, picks involved as well. We got your Celtic title odds movement and an NBA title odds to give you today on C2C. Odds for the second and third picks in the draft have been on a roller coaster ride. We got your odds for both. Brandon Miller was talking trash with Jordan. We got him on NBA radio for you. Scoot Henderson talking, Wemba talking. And Wemba on the experience of playing pro ball in France. He'll talk about that today on C2C. We got your fourth pick, fifth pick odds, first round mock draft. We got it all for you today on C2C. Plus, Mitch Lawrence from NBA Radio and SiriusXM will join us. Our buddy Mitch hooking up with us on C2C. The Knicks are talking to the Clippers allegedly about PG. Obi Toppin and Tibbs had a verbal altercation in the playoffs. That's a fight where I come from. Middleton opts out of his deal, declines a 40 mil player option. He's a free agent. I got to tell you, this guy, 40 million, he opts out. He never plays. The guy's injured the entire season. Who wants to give him 50 million? He won't take 40. You got to pay him 50 million and he never plays? Screw you. Bye-bye. I'm not dealing with some guy who never plays. Oh, he's such a great player. When he plays once every 2 months, we welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 159, Sports Byline USA, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, in San Diego. Good to have you with us. Bruce Brown declines his option with the Nuggets. He's a free agent. $6.8 million was his option. The Nuggets trade a first in 24 and the 40th pick tonight of the Pacers for picks 29 and 32 tonight. KD says he spent so much time on Twitter because he likes hate. Hate drives him. He said, love will kill you. NBA salary cap has increased. We'll talk about that. Davis Lee Rothmatic will join us from Fantasy Sports today to talk baseball and give us picks for tonight. We got all the highlights. Yanks beat the Mariners 4-2. Steinbrenner confused as to why Yankee fans are upset. Reds have won 11 in a row. Giants have won 10 in a row. Rangers beat the White Sox 6-3. Dodgers 2-0 again, same score. They swept the mini-series 2-0 both games. Astros beat the Mets 10-8. Hit that, laying a run and a half at plus 130. We got today in Carver High history. Pirates showing new uniforms better than their 9-game losing streak. Rob Manfred sued by 17 former scouts for age discrimination. Jeter makes his Fox debut this weekend in London. We got tonight's games. We'll break them down, make you some money. College World Series action tonight. LSU and Wake. Loser goes home. Florida is in the final. RG3 talking about Allen and Diggs. Screw RG3. Carver High and I are going to talk about Diggs. NFL reveals 6 key rules for players who have to follow the gambling laws now. Adam Kaplan will join us, our NFL insider, to give us everything we need to know about Pain Day. Plus, travelers updates. UConn gives Danny Hurley $33 million. It's time to house to the house. Come with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's smarter to be on Sports Grid, so go to the iTunes store if you're so smart and get the Sports Grid app. It's new, it's badass, it's free. It's got the TV side on there, the radio side on there, all the scores, news, highlights, analytics, odds, in-game odds, you name it. The app is phenomenal. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see all the platforms that we're on. They're going to the bottom of the eighth in Philadelphia. Still scoreless. Braves and Phillies. Arizona's up 5-1 on Washington. Bottom eight at Nationals Park. Going to the bottom of the eighth in Cleveland. They're up 2-1. The Guardians on the A's. Minnesota leads Boston. Bottom eight. 6-0 at Target. 3:45. San Diego and San Francisco. Snell and Wood at Oracle in San Fran City. Bada Bay. All right. Carver High. The draft is tonight in No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yes, it certainly is. We'll be talking about the draft all day. Let me just give you the numbers first on this San Diego-San Francisco game that, of course, starts at 3:40. We are going to have Wood going for the Giants, as you mentioned, Snell for the Padres, minus 145 for San Diego, plus 125 for San Francisco. Flat eight, the Giants going for a big 11 in a row this afternoon.
So I bet Snell this morning at $1.25. He has been unhittable his last four starts. The guy has got it going on now. He has found his stuff, and he has been utterly filthy for the Padres in every start he's made the last four times on a bump. I took him today to end the Giants winning streak at 10.
Well, there you go. So they'll get started. Giants have won some games the last few nights, comeback fashion, etc. They try to do that again this afternoon and continue their winning streak. NBA draft tonight, as we mentioned, a lot going on. We will hear from some of the particulars in a little bit. But there's also been lots of trade rumors. One of them has actually happened, Scotty. So yesterday there was a proposed deal. Three-team deal with the Celtics, the Wizards, and the Clippers that would have saw the Zinger go to Boston, Brogdon go to L.A., and a bunch of stuff, basically garbage, going to D.C. That got scrapped at the 11th hour, and then the Celtics scramble and find themselves a new deal, Scotty, one that involves the Memphis Grizzlies. That's right. And It changed significantly because Marcus Smart will be in that deal. He goes to Memphis. The zinger goes to Boston. Boston also gets Memphis' first-round pick tonight, which is the 25th overall, 2024 first-rounder next year. You see what the Wizards get there. Tyus Jones, the Celtics' 35th pick. Danilo Gallinari, who never even played a game for the Celtics, missed the whole year, and Mike Muscala. The surprising part is Smart, and the thing that I thought about last night when I saw this, Scotty, was, wow, that's a big difference, Brogdon and Smart. I know we get on Smart a lot for the flopping, probably takes too many threes from time to time, but that's a big difference in talent of the guys that they gave up in the first deal and the one that actually happened.
Well, everyone's livid about it in Boston because Smart was the heart and soul of the team, whatever that's good for. I think he's a great Academy Award winner, flopper, crier, the town crier. I mean, he gives the refs the business the entire night, every night, the entire season, from belly to belly, 8 months. All he does is cry to the refs. That's what I see. And you said it best. The guy chucks shots. He shouldn't be chucking. I think he's a good player. There's no denying he's a good defender, and he's intense. I'll give him that. But for me, and I know everyone says they should have never got rid of him for Porzingis, but the reality is Porzingis played 65 games. Everybody says that he never plays. If I get a guy in today's NBA to play 65 games, I mean, I'm in heaven. And he is an absolute freak of nature. He shoots better, in my opinion, than Marcus Smart. He is a pure outside shooter from anywhere around the rim. He can hit it from the corner pocket, the wing, top of the key, doesn't matter. He can go inside and shoot mid-range. He can obviously, at the rack is unstoppable. He can dunk and block shots. He blocks a shot and a half a game, sometimes three, four, five blocks in a game. He's a shot alterer if you ask me, they're going to get rid of Horford again because he's old and washed. And they'll have Williams and Porzingis to go with Tatum, and they're going to give $300 million to Brown. The two ball hogs will continue to be ball hogs, but now you got a guy that can actually knock it down and block shots. Smart doesn't block shots. Smart takes charges, whether they're charges or not. He flops like, I mean, this guy's won 12 Academy Awards. He flops every game 15 times a game. I don't think I've ever seen him take a charge. I just see him flop. And he's really good at it. He constantly gets the call every time. They love him in Boston, but he's been there 9 years. How many titles has he won him? What was that? I don't hear anybody.
Yeah, zero.
Okay, so cry all you want. In my view, they've already gone down this road for years, and it hasn't worked. And so now you're going to get a guy that can actually do more than Smart. He can actually defend the rim, swat shots, rebound, and hit 30-footers. And I'm not afraid when he pulls up either. When Smart shoots, I'm like, oh, Jesus, no. I won't deny the guy Smart can hit some threes. But I'd rather see Porzingis with Tatum and Brown. I've already seen Smart, and they never get it done.
Well, I do think it adds a little bit something different to their team having Porzingis out there with those guys, provided that they don't make any more moves. Here's one hot off the presses for you, Scotty. Moments ago, another draft day trade, and this one's very surprising. So we know the Wizards had gotten Chris Paul in that trade that sent Bradley Beal to Phoenix a couple of days ago. Well, right. Chris Paul back out the door, Scotty. He is going, according to Woj, going to the Golden State Warriors for a package that includes Jordan Poole.
There you go.
And future draft assets. So the Warriors send Poole out the door to D.C. and Chris Paul to the Warriors to join Steph and Clay, and presumably you would think bringing Draymond back if they are able to figure that out. But wow, I did not think they'd get rid of Poole. That is
well,
not something.
Neither did I. I thought it would be Kuminga. I said that the other day. He never plays, so I know he's miserable. And what this tells me is not really a basketball answer, is that he had it coming, apparently, that sucker punch from Draymond Green. They got rid of the kid that got punched in the face by a veteran. They got rid of him, and you know they're giving Draymond Green $35-40 million. They're not getting rid of Draymond Green. They're going to re-sign him. They got rid of, apparently, the problem. There's no other way of looking at it. This kid's got all the talent in the world, and the entire season was ruined, in my opinion, by that punch. And then who's there and who isn't? They got rid of Bull. That's what that says to me. And then they're bringing in this guy, Cobwebs, CP3. This guy, I don't care what anybody says. He's going down the other side of the mountain. But look how old that team is now. I mean, honestly, even with Draymond Green and with CP3, Curry, and Thompson, I'm going to say it. They're all old.
Yeah, that's as win now as it gets. A major shift from what we thought the Warriors were going to be.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Seen the BetMGM 3-Ball Challenge. Take your swing at this free-to-play challenge by revealing your roster of golfers for each week's tournament. Players with the best performing golfers will snag an awesome weekly prize. Also be entered for a shot at the grand prize, a trip to TPC Sawgrass, plus $3,000 in cash that you can use for travel, hotel, food, bev. You're styling, drinking heavily, shot a beer, in banana, and shot a beer, puke. Be the ball, play for keeps with the king of sportsbooks. How do you do it? Log into your BetMGM account. Go to the promotions tab on your BetMGM sports account to access the 23MGM 3-Ball Challenge. Spin up to three times to lock in your roster. One entry per customer permitted. You're going to love it. And how about that? You might win a trip to TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach. Play the epic 17th, the Island Hole. Everybody wants to win that trip. Get in on it today at BetMGM. All right, Carver High, I want to go back to you for a second. A couple things. One, I got Cleveland minus -1.5 at +120. They were up 2-1 going to the bottom of the eighth. Right now, bases loaded. They got two in, just walked a run in. Now they're up 4-1, still nobody out. And they're in business on that bet. Arizona minus -1.5 at even money. That's 5-1 in the ninth. I need the Braves in the 10th to play to run. And then I got Snell going. I got the Yankee over going tonight. You can't slow me down. Mafia and I over here with a massive gambling problem. And the other thing I wanted to say to you was, go back to this deal. I cannot for the life of me accept that they went after that old man over that kid. That kid has got the entire future in front of him. And they said he had a bad year. He still had a lot of great games and exciting moments. He's a flyer. He's a runner. He's a transition guy. He's a dunker. He can flat out ball. He's younger than the Sunrise. And your boy CP3 is Cobweb City. I don't understand that deal at all unless this is the end of the road for that sucker punch. That's all it is. How can you explain getting rid of that young kid for that old man? That guy's washed. I don't care what anybody says. I'm done listening to Chris Paul BS. Honest to Christ, did the Suns not just, they couldn't get rid of him fast enough?
He's washed. You don't understand it from that aspect, but I think you're onto something here with what it means stemming from preseason last year, Draymond punching him at practice, and all of the fallout that came from that. Poole was never the same all year. And as you got further and further into the year, like, he kind of did some selfish stuff on the court, whether it was how much he was chucking up the shots, maybe not giving it back to Stefanov. You saw Kerr flat out not play him in the playoffs for long stretches. I mean, your boy didn't play. I don't, you know, he was sitting on the bench.
He obviously doesn't listen. He don't listen.
He was a big part of them winning the year before. You know, when they beat the Celtics the year before that, we know it was Steph and Clay. Poole was huge for them, and he wasn't the same this year. They gave him a lot of money, and it looked like the Warriors were, like, turning a page when they won that title. They're like, all right, we got another title. Now we got all these young guys that we can kind of put with Steph to kind of start a new next generation. And now it seems like that's all been scrapped down. Trading Wiseman months ago. Now you move Poole out. You're bringing in this old man. It seems like they're trying to win, obviously, another ring this year. They're bringing in all old guys. They bring Draymond back, too. Very bizarre.
And they gave him picks. They gave him that young flyer and picks for that old washed-up player that should be playing with me in the sunrise run at 6 a.m. He's finished. Like, what more do you need to know? He couldn't even get on the floor at the end of the year. They're falling for all of his State Farm commercials or something. I don't understand that move at all. They just got old as Pharrell, honestly. Explain that to me. I just cannot absorb that. We'll have Mitch Lawrence on to try to figure it out coming up. What else you got for me?
Hopefully Mitch will explain it to you, because it did just happen 5 minutes ago. It's a tough deal to think about. This was last night after the Celtics made their big trade to get Porzingis. They went from plus 550, which is what they were to win the title, to now plus 475. So everybody likes this Celtic move, bringing Porzingis in. Marcus Smart goes out. So little shift in odds. There it is.
It's really not that much. That's really nothing.
Isn't that... It's not, but that little bit of nothing does now make them, albeit very far away, the new favorites. They skipped over Denver as the new favorites for the NBA title next.
Okay, well, that's for idiots, okay? Because right now, if they played Denver, it'd be over in five games. The Nuggets would beat them in five games. They'd have their one hiccup game where they, as I like to say, fall asleep at the wheel at the traffic light after six scotch and waters. That's what they did in game two. They passed out at the wheel with the car running at the intersection on 44th and 12th Avenue. Okay, so I'm not buying that for 1 second. As you know, I refuse to hand titles to the Boston Celtics every time the sun comes up, like everybody else. The Lakers and Celtics are favored every year to win the NBA championship. I am so bored with that. I'd rather have the flu than listen to that. They couldn't beat Denver right now if they tried. They couldn't even get out of the East. And when they did get out of the East, they lost. So I don't want to hear it. They're favored every year. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Don't get me started. You and that green effing shirt you got on. Go ahead.
Well, look, the green is never for the Celtics when I wear it. You know that. I would never be rooting for the Boston Celtics. That's
your green
for sure.
Is for money.
The green is for the money that hopefully Keegan Bradley's going to bring me today. If he can hold on to this first round leader over at the Travelers, 80-1 after shooting his 8-under earlier today. So we're trying to get Keegan Bradley across the line at Cromwell at the TPC River Highlands. So let's work on that. For tonight, of course, we already know who's going to go first. I've got a couple things from Wembanyama for you later. The second and the third pick seem to be where nobody really has any idea what's going on. Now, the odds board has been crazy. This second overall pick yesterday had Miller. I saw get as high as minus 600, minus 700. This thing is completely flipped now to now Scoot Henderson being the favorite for the second overall pick. He's minus 275 at this very second. So this thing is changing by the minute, Scotty. So that 350 from earlier has now gone to minus 275. Miller plus 160. And for the third pick now, Miller is minus 135. And Thompson plus 210. I don't think anybody knows what's really going to happen. It seems like everybody thinks Scoot's the next best player. But I don't know. I'd throw your hands up in the air at this point, Scotty. I have no idea who's going to go second.
I thought ESPN did a nice cream puff piece on Brandon Miller today, that he's found God and he's learned his lessons, and don't put yourself around people that can put you in situations. So in other words, it was everyone else's fault that he brought the gun to the guy that murdered the chick, right? Like, it's they've spun that perfectly and taught him exactly what to say. Then they did his mom's sick, and everyone's, he's found God. And now what I believe with that cream puff piece they ran today about how wonderful he just, the amount of love he's received and what he got out of Jesus, that he's pouring out into the world, he's clearly going number two. Take that at 2-1 right now. You'll get that plus 200 because they haven't done one story on Scoot Henderson. You know what I said to Chop today was, I mean, this guy Wemba, they've been running a commercial for him for a month straight. I mean, all they do all day is show highlights of this guy. You know what? He's so enormous, this draft pick, that no one else even effing matters. Like, they haven't talked about one player. The Thompson Twins, the band gets more publicity than the Thompson Twins. Do you remember the Thompson Twins, Carver High, growing up?
Yes.
I think that was one of your favorite date bands you used to play when you're out in the back of that old Chevy with the girlfriend. But the kids that are in this draft, they haven't shown one clip of one kid playing college basketball at all the entire month. All they do is knob Wembanyama. I mean, it is a knob. It's like a porno I'm watching for him. And I'm right.
Now, remember
that
about
kid
Brandon.
Ruined this draft is what he did. He ruined the draft. There's no reason to watch the draft now because they're going to knob him all night tonight, too. Even after he gets drafted number one, they're going to talk about him for 2 hours while everyone else gets drafted and doesn't matter.
Remember, Brandon didn't know that that gun was in the car when he
No, Brandon's
the
so
guy
full
there.
Of shack, it's coming
that.
Out his ears.
Brandon didn't know that when he was going. So that's why nothing happened with Brandon. Let's hear Brandon quickly. This was him yesterday. Remember, he had that second workout with Charlotte on Monday. Jordan was there. Here's Brandon Miller on SiriusXM NBA Radio yesterday.
He sold the team.
I said that yesterday. Here he says that he was talking trash with Jordan during his workout on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
And I can say working out in front of Michael Jordan, I think all people would think I would be pressured because, you know, of course he's Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan was never the guy I grew up watching. Kind of grew up watching Paul George, so I think Michael Jordan was just a regular guy to me in the gym watching me work out. It was definitely cool meeting him. He definitely sounds like how he sounds on TV, always trash talking. So I just really had a fun time with him.
I feel sorry for that kid. He grew up watching Paul George on a medical table, getting into the ambulance on the gurney. What did he watch Paul George do in his career besides absolutely nothing? I mean, what has Paul George done?
Saw some rumors this morning that you might be seeing, maybe you see Paul George at the Garden.
That'll be it for me. That'll be it for me. Tell Mitch I will turn in my Knicks fandom card and it'll be all over. I'll go back anywhere else. I mean, anywhere else. I might become a Hawks fan or something. Please don't do that to me. Don't do that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have our buddy Mitch Lawrence from NBA Radio on SiriusXM back on C2C. And, of course, Mitch, one of the great writers in basketball in New York forever. It's always good that he transitioned into fame and fortune in television and radio. All right, Mitch, let's start with the smart deal. I said earlier he didn't get it done. He won 9 Academy Awards for flopping and crying to the refs in Boston, but they did not get it done with him. And they get Zinger, who played 65 games. People said he was soft because of Dallas and New York. But now he played 65 games, 23 per, 8 rips, 2.5 dimes, a block and a half per. He could block as many as 4 or 5 shots a game if he really tried. I think his outside shot is better than Smart's. If you ask me, I do.
Probably is.
Smart don't block shots. He takes charges. And he's the captain, the heart of the team. I'll give you that. But the heart of the team, you know, he had a heart attack because he never won it there. All I've been hearing about is how great Marcus Smart is. And Tatum and Brown, they're going to give Brown $300 million. They haven't done jack with him.
Right. I mean, it certainly is an interesting move to trade Smart. You know, I think they obviously prefer to deal Brogdon, but listen, they feel like they're going forward with Brown, which at $50 million is way, way overpriced, but that's what we're going to do with Tatum. And then they are giving up a guy in Smart who's a leader for them. I mean, is Tatum a leader? Is Brown a leader? You could argue no. And I see your point. They did get to a finals with Smart once. They had a nice lead against Golden State. They blew that. Last year didn't even get back that far. So there is a look, you can make the argument it was time for the Celtics to do something. Can Porzingis stay healthy, Scott? Can he continue what he did in Washington for 1 year? Everywhere he's been, whether it was Dallas or New York before that, he got hurt. So we'll see what he does in Boston. I just don't know if the Celtics right now, if you still want to pick them atop the East, or you're going to go back with Miami, or is it going to be Philly? We'll see if they replace Marcus Smart's toughness and his leadership. And yeah, I agree with you. He didn't get it done in terms of the big picture. They didn't raise a banner with him. They got close a couple times, but we'll see what happens now. There might be have to be some more moves for Joe Mazzulla and Brad Stevens, and we'll see what happens. But that's certainly when you know, it was rumored that he'd be going for the last, you know, couple of years. When it finally happens, it is a little bit surprising, but I can see why they did it.
Why would you trade Jordan Poole at his age and a pick for that old washed up commercial making Chris Paul?
Chris Paul.
The Suns couldn't get rid of him fast enough.
Right, right. And, you know, well, we know that last year, a lot of what happened in Golden State, the way it started to go south for them was what Kerr called the worst crisis we've had here. And that was the Draymond punch of Poole. And the chemistry was bad. The team wasn't good enough anyway. And they had to get rid of Poole. But to attach a pick to him to get rid of him.
Right.
And we know now they're going to keep Draymond Green. That's obvious. They have to. But to bring on 38-year-old Chris Paul, this is one of the most surprising draft day deals you'll ever see. I mean, Chris Paul, he's up there in age. He never stays healthy in the playoffs. He could be a liability when he is on the floor. You're right. Phoenix gave up on him. I just don't understand where Golden State is coming from. Obviously, this is not a Bob Meyer trade. He's no longer in charge there. It's now Mike Dunleavy Jr. and the owner's son, and Steve Kerr has input. I just think this is a hell of a roll of the dice to think that Chris Paul, at his age, with his track record for not staying healthy, his inability to stay on the court in key times in the playoffs, that's all going to work out for the best now for Golden State. I don't know about that. I think this is a bad deal for them. You want to give up on Poole? That's one thing. You're attaching a pick for a Chris Paul. I mean, what has Chris Paul really done? After Phoenix went up 2-0 against Milwaukee in the finals a couple of years ago, then he obviously hurt his wrist because then he was a walking turnover. And since then, it's been all downhill with big-time playoff losses against Dallas in that debacle in that game 7 a couple of years ago. And then this year, getting hammered by, and he doesn't even play. So, listen, it is baffling to me what Golden State's doing. This is though the new. We can't look at this, Scott, as like this is the Bob Meyer Warriors.
Right.
This is now a new age, and Bob Meyer made some mistakes too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, he made mistakes with Wiseman. We'll see what happens with Kuminga. But this to me is just like I would not at this stage take a chance on Chris Paul. Being healthy for the entire playoff run of May and June.
Would you have traded, like, so last, like, a couple days ago, like Monday or something, I said the guy I would have moved would have been Kuminga. He never plays. He's miserable. Don't even tell me that kid's not miserable sitting on the bench. He never gets burned. And I would have been willing to let DiVincenzo go with Kuminga, et cetera. There's no way I'm trading Poole. Poole, to me, has so much talent. And it's obvious why they got rid of him, as I said before. It's because he must be such a prima donna.
He is.
That he had it coming when Draymond Green knocked his teeth out.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even think twice about, they're going to give him $40 million to stay. And here's another guy I got to ask you about. This guy Middleton drives me nuts. He opts out of $40 million. That means he wants $45, $50 million. And talk about a guy that never plays.
Right. Lately, I mean, ever since they won the title, and he had a great title run a couple of years ago. He made great big shots, game-winning shots against Brooklyn and Atlanta and in the finals against Phoenix, but now we're a couple of years removed from that. And so when a guy walks away from that much money, he has to know he's getting a big-time deal from the Bucks. He has to know that because the other teams that you would want to go to don't have the money for him. They're not going to do a sign and trade Milwaukee to help another team out. So he must know that they're going to rip that, that they're fine giving him a ton more money. And you're right. He's got a, the problem with him now is he can't stay. He's one of these guys who, and the league is full of them, who have a hard time staying on the court, staying healthy, and giving Giannis Antetokounmpo the type of help he needs. Giannis can't do it by himself with, or with Drew Holiday. It has to be the three of those guys.
I play more than Chris Middleton. I play 4 days a week. I'm 58 years old. That guy never right. plays. I know you heard me talking about this draft tonight. The porn job they've done on this kid, Wembanyama, the right. expectations, the unicorn, right. the future, the freak, right. showing every player in the league from LeBron on down, knobbing him, saying how the whole world's changing. Right. Now, I get it. I get it. He's that good. I get it. He's 7'5". He blocks shots. He hits threes on one leg. Skills. That's great. But what it's done to me is if I'm in this draft class, I need my mommy so I can cuddle up with her on the sofa because they've destroyed this draft. There isn't one kid getting a lick of attention at all. Now, I haven't seen a highlight from one player for 2 months except him. This kid has ruined this draft. No one else matters.
Well, he had it's the media, it's the ESPNs, it's everybody who early on in the season, the season wasn't even a week old, and people were talking about who's tanking for Victor.
Right.
If you remember. And I was tired of it back then. I hate all the buildup for players like this. I mean, you know, I don't remember LeBron got a lot of buildup, but it's like Wembanyama, he took it to another level. And we're going to see how he can deal with the NBA, the physicality, if he gets pushed around. That's the only concern people have about him is that he's not Chet Holmgren. You know, he ain't Chet Holmgren that thin, but he is not a guy who's got a lot of girth. And so we'll see how he helps, you know, what he does to improve that. But I like his attitude. Obviously, when you watch him play, I've only watched a few things, but talking to people, everybody says he's ready-made. The only thing is he's walking in and he can get pushed around. Remember when LeBron walked in, LeBron didn't look like he was 18 years old. He had a body of a guy who was already in the league 3 or 4 years. He was 245 pounds. He never got pushed around that I remembered in his first year, right? I mean, there are guys who are like that. Dwight Howard walked in. I remember seeing Dwight Howard at the ABCD camp over at Fairleigh Dickinson the summer before he got drafted by Orlando, and I couldn't believe that this guy has coming in from high school with his body. That's not Wembanyama. Wembanyama, you go crazy because he's got all the great skills. He can play like a guard. He can play like a big man. He's going to translate well to the NBA. We'll see if, you know, for the Spurs, we all knew they were doing this because of him, because of the Tony Parker connection. Somehow they lucked out in the lottery. Who could imagine that? What a coincidence. But hey, he's in San Antonio, and that's why Greg Popovich is going to coach till he's 85.
He's already
walker to get out to the seat.
He's already 105. He's actually he's found the fountain of youth in a French toothpick. He's now suddenly 85. He looks terrific.
Those French red wines he likes.
You're right.
He's got the vineyard
Tales
over
from
there.
The Tales from the Crypt is coming back for 3 more years. Who else do you get excited about in this draft tonight?
I don't know anybody.
You know what I mean?
Well, look, the Villanova kid, Cam Whitmore, is it? He looks like he might be a decent player. I don't know. I mean, everybody's focused on Scoot and everybody's focused on Brandon Miller. I don't know these other guys. Does Jay Billis really know how well these guys will translate? Who knows? There's nobody who's getting any kind of attention. You're right. Victor has sucked the air out of the room with this stuff. And I'm interested to see what Portland's going to do at 3 and what they're going to do with Lillard, because they should have traded Lillard a couple of years ago. And Lillard should have stepped up and said, you want to know something? I've done what I can here, but I want to go win a title. He's saying he can't win. He wants to win a championship. How's he going to do that in Portland with the number 3 overall pick and the guys he's with? He needs to get out of there.
I agree. Now, tell me the truth about the Knicks. Was Toppin getting in fights with Thibodeau?
for all the wrong reasons, probably demanding minutes. I don't know. That's what the reports are.
He's not that good.
Who knows
good.
If that's right? But you know, people want to blame Tom for all kinds of stuff. The Knicks had a very good year. If they're going to move on from Toppin, Toppin's not going to. He's not one of these players. What do you think? He's going to come back and bite the Knicks? He's going to bite the Knicks because they made a mistake on him. He's going to all of a sudden show everybody he's a hell of a player. He's such a great player. Tom Thibodeau would be playing him a lot more than he is. So I just found it interesting that the reports are that the Knicks kicked the tires on Paul George. That's what I'm very interested in, because the Knicks right now are a team that has a certain ceiling. I know where you're going with Paul George, but they need more star players. You know, you're only going to go so far with Brunson and Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. And I mean, and they're not going to get Paul George, but I could see their point in, like, we need more of that type of player than what we have now.
You and I both know Toppin can dunk and can run and can shoot a three and miss four of them and then make another one and miss five of them and make two and miss six of them. We already know what kind of player he is. I actually think that his brother, the kid from Kentucky, is a better player than him.
Do you? Okay, you know more about the – well, you might be right. I mean, Toppin looks like – he looks like a guy who's going to be a bench player.
It's great to see you. It's great having you on.
Thank you for having me.
The draft. We'll get you back on during the season. Check out Mitch Lawrence on NBA Radio. My man, Mitch, good to see you, buddy.
Scott, take care, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I love it. I got the Braves up 5-0, bottom 10, one out, boom. Arizona covered 5-3, laying the run and a half, boom. And then you hit Cleveland 6-1. They blow it open. They were up 2-1 going to the bottom of the eighth, laying a run and a half, plus $1.20, boom. And then Carver High just told me Gary Franchise just hit a three-run shot to start the game in San Francisco and gives Blake Snell a three-run cushion. Let's go.
A massive, massive top of the 10th for Atlanta, Scotty. I had Austin Riley today to get an RBI. He had a two-run single in that top of the 10th. So nice. I get to cash myself a ticket there at plus 170. Ozuna had a two-run homer in that top half. Now, the Phillies just got one back a Boehm sack fly. So 5-1, but still there's an out. Two more for the Braves here with Anderson out there on the mound, and they can close that out. And, yes, Gary Sanchez staying hot for the Padres, going big fly in the first inning in San Francisco to give them a 3-0 lead.
I was on the Twins today, too, and they won 6-0 over Boston. I was on your boy Ryan today.
Ryan got it done. Buxton had two homers in that game for the Twins to make it happen there. All right, we will come back at the top of the hour. I have a little Wembanyama for you from yesterday when he
just
spoke.
Just what we need.
At the draft. Just what we need. You got to hear him a little bit, even though he's taking. And I think Mitch is right. It's not his fault. It's the machine's fault.
I agree that we
think it's too much. He seems, honestly, Scotty, like, he seems like a pretty good kid. Like he does seem like a.
You were
he
right
really
about his
does
first
seem
pitch.
Like he's going to be.
It was a disaster.
Oh. Now, if it would have been straight, he might have made it to the plate, but he was just a bit outside on that throw. He almost killed a kid in the stands. He threw a ball in the stands to a kid. He threw it about 100 miles an hour. He almost took the kid's head off in the stands. It was great.
Look out.